Lord, we also want to pray over Karis this morning as she brings her message to us, Lord, and it's going to be a good one, I have a feeling. And Lord, we just pray that she delivers it well, and just ask for that blessing upon her. Amen.
How'd you know I needed that? Thanks. Hi, everybody. Good morning. I wasn't expecting to do this, but here I am, and this was actually intended to be a call of worship, and then I realized it was about 5 pages long. That's not going to work. That's too long. But guess what? It's useful for today, so that's great. And I needed this today. For some reason, I was a little down today. I think when you're dealing with things, our emotions kind of ebb and flow. You know, and today, for whatever reason, was a little bit of a more down day. So I'm grateful to be here. I'm so grateful for the music. I needed that. Today's message is about waiting on the Lord. And waiting is hard. Some of us are waiting for answers. Some of us are waiting for reconciliation. Some of us are waiting to be able to see loved ones again, whether that's here in this life or in heaven in the next. Some of us are waiting for change. Whatever it is, it's hard. But God, in his loving mercy, reminds us that we're not alone in the wait. When I wrote today's notes, it was October 15th, and I was waiting. I was waiting for employment, and I was waiting for my dear friend Lynn to pass, and she did. There's still other waits, and wants, and it seems there always are. I hope today's message encourages you as it did me. So, why waiting on the Lord is hard. These are notes taken from author and YouTuber Lawrence Blair of Hillsboro First Baptist Church, Hillsboro, Oregon. And for more info, it's www.faithfulpilgrim.org. If you watch any of Lawrence Blair's videos, he always starts them with, "Howdy, Pilgrim." He sort of reminds me of a country version of Mr. Fred Rogers, if you remember Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. He just has this charm about him. Mr. Blair asks his readers, "Have you ever found yourself in the middle of the night, staring up at the ceiling, can't sleep, wondering why God seems so silent? You're not alone. Waiting on the Lord is one of the most challenging yet transformative experiences in the Christian life. It's not just about patience, it's about trust, it's surrender, it's about discovering the deep goodness of God in these times that test our faith. Waiting isn't passive, it's active. It's actively leaning on the Lord when things aren't going right." Isaiah 40:31, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Pay attention to the promise of strength, not just for the sprint, but also for the long walk. We aren't promised instant relief, but we are promised sustaining grace. Abraham and Sarah waited decades for the promise of a child. David waited years after being anointed before he became king. The disciples waited in the upper room for the Holy Spirit. Waiting on the Lord means refusing to take shortcuts. It means trusting that his ways are higher. It means believing that what he has for you is far better than what we would have for ourselves. Charles Spurgeon said, "God is too good to be unkind. He's too wise to be mistaken, and when we can't trace his hand, we must trust his heart." John Charles Riley put it this way, "Patience is the grace to wait quietly, to suffer calmly, and to hope steadfastly." There's something about waiting that reveals what's really in our hearts. Are we trusting God, or are we trusting ourselves? Are we willing to let God lead, or are we trying to do it our way? Psalm 27:14, "Wait on the Lord, be strong, let your heart take courage, wait for the Lord." Waiting is not weakness, it's courage. It takes guts to stand firm when everything in you wants to run. Mr. Blair shares a story about a friend that came to him weary from waiting for a reconciliation in her troubled family. She prayed, she pleaded, and tried every way she knew to fix things. So he told her, "You know, sometimes the hardest work is to wait and to pray, trusting God with the outcome." Well, months later, the Lord moved in ways she never expected. The waiting wasn't wasted. It was the soil where faith grew. Waiting on the Lord is waking up each day, choosing to trust God's promises, even when you can't see the answer. It's praying, reading scripture, and serving, and staying faithful in the small things. It's refusing bitterness and clinging to hope. Romans 8:25, "But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience." In seasons of waiting, God is teaching us to rely on Him alone and not on ourselves. Sometimes answers come quickly, and sometimes it feels like an eternity. But every moment of waiting is an invitation to draw closer to the heart of God. John Calvin wrote, "True faith is never idle. It waits, it hopes, and it endures." St. Augustine said, "God is always trying to give good things to us, but our hands, they're too full to receive them." When we wait on the Lord, we empty our hands of self-reliance. We receive His grace. Matthew 11:28-30, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus invites us to trust and rest in Him, especially in the waiting. He doesn't promise an easy time, but He promises Himself, the greatest gift of all. So how do we wait, and wait well? Stay in the Word. Scripture anchors your soul. God's promises are true even when your feelings are wavering. Pray honestly, bring your doubts, bring your fears, bring your frustrations, bring them all to God. He's big enough to handle everything and anything. Serve others. Don't let your waiting isolate you. Use your gifts to bless others as you wait. Trust God's character. Remember, He's faithful, He's good, He sees you, and He loves you. Refuse to take those shortcuts. Don't settle for less than God's best. Wait for Him even when it's hard. God is always working, even when you can't see it. The waiting isn't empty, it's full of His presence. More quotes from Charles Spurgeon, Riley, St. Augustine, and Calvin. Spurgeon: "Hope itself is like a star, not to be seen in the sunshine or prosperity, and only to be discovered in the night of adversity." Riley: "Trials are intended to make us think, to wean us from the world, to send us to the Bible, and to drive us to our knees." St. Augustine: "Patience is a companion of wisdom." Calvin: "Faith, it isn't a distant view, but a warm embrace of Christ. Be in His arms." What a thought. Here's another quote. This one's from John Owen: "God reserves the best for those who lead..." "God reserves the best for those who leave the choice with Him." Yeah. Waiting on the Lord is never wasted time. It's a place where faith grows, hope deepens, and love matures. John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Psalm 130:5, "I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in His word I hope." And we'll close with Mr. Blair's prayer. I'm quoting this word for word because I couldn't write it better. So this is his prayer: "Thank you, Lord, for your perfect timing and for your unfailing love. Forgive me for the times I've grown impatient and tried to take matters into my own hands. Lord, teach me to trust you in seasons of waiting. Help me rest in your promises. Help me to serve others faithfully and hold me fast to hope. Renew my strength, deepen my faith, and fill me with your peace. May I wait well, anchored on your word and confident in your goodness. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen." Can we play that video? There's a video that I want to share with you. This came on K-Love as I was driving home from Lynn's, knowing that it was the last time I was going to see her, and man, that this song, whoo, I cried and cried and cried because I was sad because of Lynn, but I also cried because of the promises and the words in this song, so I hope it helps you too.